special house of burgers to try to promote the fact it serves more than pancakes and also serves what it believes are great burgers. Well, now Burger King's Twitter feed is proclaiming itself Pancake King. It has a revised logo with the words Pancake King sandwiched between two stacks of flapjacks. Oh, Wendy's is also poking fun at IHOP, saying it's not too concerned about competition from, quote, a place that decided pancakes were too difficult. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
We're hearing lots of different perspectives on the agreement between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is cautiously optimistic that things will work out.
Well, let's not get euphoric. I mean, even the president said in one of his comments that a year from now he may look back and decide it was a mistake. What we've had is a break from the tradition of the diplomats yelling at each other. We've had the president take a big gamble in being willing to meet with the North Korean dictator. And frankly, we had the North Korean dictator take a big gamble in leaving his country because he had no guarantee that there wouldn't be a coup against him. So both sides are taking some risks. The direction seems right. The fact that the secretary, Pompeo, has been designated as the lead negotiator, given Pompeo's background as first in his class at West Point, and a remarkable career at Harvard Law, I suspect he'll be a very firm, tough, realistic negotiator. But we're a long way from this being done. The one item I want to point out to everybody, we have a whole suite of weapons from Trident submarines to B-2 bombers to ballistic missiles sitting in the middle of North Dakota and Wyoming that are capable of reaching North Korea in a crisis. So We can afford to take some risks.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Today, we have a wonderful guest here whose name is Susan Kibler. She owns Delivering Dreams International Surrogacy Agency. There's a lot we're going to talk about, but I'd like to share with you some of the other guests that we've had in the past because I'm anxious for you to go to the website, go to Facebook, and bring up Teachable Moments in Business, where you'll see all the videos that we have filmed of the interviews that we've had in the past. And so last week I had Christine Rothdeutsch, who talked about implementing your vision, and she is a business consultant. Very interesting approach to the way she does business. I also had Alyssa Reeves and Chris Kober, who have a company called Let's Create the Sweet Life. And right now it's really a blog that they've developed, but their whole goal is to help people with nutritional issues. And in particular, one of them has Hashimoto's disease. So it's an issue that they're able to address by recommending diets for their readers. I also have had Diane Simovich, who is the founder of BW Nice. And BW Nice is a most wonderful organization. BW Nice stands for Business Women Networking and Cause and Education. And each of her chapters throughout the state of New Jersey supports a nonprofit organization that caters to women who are involved in domestic abuse situations. So if you come back to listen to my programs, you'll see them on the Facebook page, but you'll also see you'll be able to hear the podcast by linking on and clicking on the Hunterdon Chamber of County Chamber of Business website, where you'll see a list of all of the different programs that all of the other hosts also have, as well as mine. So I hope you'll take a look. But I have here Susan Kibler. And Susan, I'm really glad that you're here today. So thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You have quite a story to tell. And you and I met, we met a long time ago, actually.
Very long time
ago. I don't know whether you were into this business and this endeavor at that time. But we'll find out as we go through our interview. But we have a word from our sponsor. We'll take a look at the weather, and then I'll come back, and then we'll get started with our interview.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. And taking a look at the weather, it says the temperature is 75 degrees Fahrenheit. I think it's a little bit warmer than that, but so be it. Tonight, it will be clear, and there will be a low of about 57 degrees. And then Wednesday, there is a chance of showers. I don't know what part of the day, but there will be probably off and on 50% chance of showers, but a high near 80 degrees tomorrow. So I'll come back for an extended forecast later on in the program. But Susan, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
And so again, the name of your business is Delivering Dreams International Surrogacy Agency. And when you told me what you do, I thought, oh, man, we have to get you on this program so you can explain your program. And I'm always anxious to hear how people got into their business. But you and I did meet a number of years ago, so we have that settled. But I didn't know what you did, what you were doing until just recently when you agreed to come on the program. So just how did you get into this business? I guess I'm kind of curious about that.
Well, the long and short of it, the long is I have spent a lot of years dating back to 1986, the first time I went to what was then the Soviet Union. That was before Gorbachev came in. And I came back again in 89 and really never left until after Putin had been in power.
Oh, my.
And so I have a real strong love of that area of the world and worked mostly in St. Petersburg, Russia, and Kiev, Ukraine. And had the opportunity after doing an international MBA in Switzerland to come back to the U.S. And I say back to the U.S. because the last time I was here was for college.
And are you from Russia originally?
No, I'm from upstate New York.
Are you? My goodness.
I know. It's like, how did you get where?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm welcome to talk about all my adventures over there for 25 years. But when I came back to America, and this is my first time ever working in America, in 2003, I still maintained a lot of activity there and employees and whatnot. And at a certain time, I realized I'd gotten married quite late in life, that I was not able to have children. And I could have undergone extraordinary means, but realized at that time that there were a lot of children in the world that probably need families, and that that would be the best case for us. And I always talk to families, and they're in a similar situation, and there are so many ways of making a family that there's no one right way for anyone.
That's true.
And for us, my mother always jokes, she said, Guatemala, Guatemala. Like, and I don't even know the national language of Guatemala. I said, well, you know, Ukraine.
Yeah.
I speak the language fluently. I have employees there. So off we went. And it's a very complicated process. International adoption has always been complicated. And you go over not even knowing if you're going to come back with a child. In any case, we were very, very, very lucky to come back with a beautiful child, and who is now about to turn 14. And when I was over there, I had kind of one of those defining moments. We were at the orphanage, and there were other parents from different countries adopting. And they were having terrible problems. They didn't understand what was going on. The people that were working with them would come up to them and say, you know, we have a problem. We need another $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 to solve it. And I was just like, what can these poor parents say?
Oh, my.
Yeah. They've chosen the child.
Yeah.
They have no choice.
That's right.
It's like some horrible form of blackmail. And I met people that had spent double or more than what they contracted. And I just said, this is so wrong. And I can do this so much better.
Yeah.
And so I started what at that time was Adoption Services International and helped families adopt from Ukraine. And one of my strongest tenets has been guaranteed maximum pricing, capped pricing. I know what it costs.
Yeah.
So if it goes above that, I'll pay for it. So they have that security. This is, they're going to a different country. They're going to, you know, a whole different place where they don't know the language. So the more certainty I can give them, the better.
Yeah.
And what's happened over the years, slowly, but well, not even that slowly, rather quickly, is adoption is getting shut down, not only in the other countries, but in America.
I've heard that. In fact, I was having a discussion with some friends recently up in, we knew in Pottersville for years, and they also adopted a son from the same agency that our son came from, and they said it's very hard to get children right now.
It's very hard.
In fact, my son was, my older one was adopted in 1977. I met somebody back then who told me it was difficult to get children.
It's very, very hard. The courts here in America are pushing reunification almost over anything else.
Mm-hmm.
We can argue back and forth what's in the interest of the children. But really, I found that they represent the interest of the biological parents.
Right.
International adoption depends very strongly on what country you're looking at, but we used to adopt so many children from China, and
yes.
Now it's a 9-year wait for a healthy child.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's so many available. Russia, of course, closed after we imposed some sanctions. They retaliated in that way. Other countries in South America have closed. The U.S. has placed a lot of restrictive laws, and most of them have gone on directly to agencies. So there used to be 18. 5 years ago, about, there were 15 agencies that did adoption, international adoption in New Jersey alone, and now there's only two.
Huh.
It's gotten too expensive to operate and too risky. The laws are basically very vague, the U.S. laws, that they have to make sure that there's no child trafficking, mm-hmm. that there's no bribes, that there's no untoward anything. And when things are happening on the other side of the world, it's very hard to do that. And when the U.S. government has a penalty of $50,000 to $100,000, for instance, it's just staggeringly impossible.
Wow.
And so having had some struggling with that process and the rising expenses, surrogacy has been a financially viable option. And I'll chuckle a little because in America, it costs between $120,000 to $150,000.
I had no idea, and I read this on your website. I just had no idea. I was really shocked. It's a shame that it's actually so costly.
And well, that's, I think, why it's associated with Kim Kardashian and Sarah Jessica Parker,
yeah.
Because they're the only people you know that have had surrogacy. It's just so costly. And that is why Ukrainian surrogacy is so amazing, because it's a third or less of the cost.
Yeah.
So we can do for $50,000 what they're doing for $150,000.
Wow, that's really fast. Let me just take a break here for a minute. What were you doing in Russia and Ukraine before you started this business?
I was doing real estate. I've been first a real estate agency, and then I set up a development company and my own construction company. We employed over 400 people. We grew from like a 3-person startup to a multi-million dollar organization in several countries. It was very exciting.
Oh, my goodness. And you're obviously fluent in Russian.
Yeah. We developed the first, my company developed the first embassy in Ukraine for the United States. We did the Norwegian consulate in St. Petersburg, and all sorts of commercial buildings, and it was very fulfilling because we were bringing these companies in, so they were for the very first time to the ex-Soviet Union, and they were offering jobs. But the housing over there was communal, and that meant that one family was in each room. So you'd have an apartment, they share the bathroom, they share the kitchen, and they each have a room. So it's really horrible living conditions. We would get an apartment for each one of them, move them into their own apartment, and they would, in exchange, give us that apartment. So then we would gut the entire building, redo it to Western standards, and bring these Fortune 500 companies in.
Oh my goodness!
I know it sounds crazy.
You're amazing. There's a lot here that amazing.
We might want to back up. We might want to back up because a lot of people hear surrogacy and it's hard to even understand because it's not common. I think adoption has become a lot more understood, but a lot of times I say surrogacy and people look at me like, And surrogacy, there's several kinds. The one that we talk about most now is gestational surrogacy, and that's when a woman totally not biologically related to the child she's carrying carries the child and gives birth and gives it to the parents. The term we use is intended parents, and sometimes it can be egg and sperm from the intended parents. Sometimes it can be a donor egg and sperm. In Ukraine, one of the parents must have a biological link. So we refer to it as like extreme babysitting. So
that's for sure.
So that the woman that's the carrier will have no biological link. In the old days, meaning like even from the 50s, traditional surrogacy was much more popular, and that's when the woman that carried the child was also the biological mother.
Yeah.
And that is very, very rare today.
That's interesting. I'm going to break for a moment for some of the words from our sponsors, and we're going to get back to this as quickly as possible.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business, here on the Internet, Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station, and I have Susan Kibler as my guest for today, who owns Delivering Dreams International Circus Agency. And Susan, on the back, I wanted to read what's on the back of your card because it really is a great introduction to getting further into what it is that you do. But it says on your card, do you feel parenthood is outside your reach? Are you unable to conceive or carry a pregnancy? 1 year from today, that can all change. What previously seemed impossible becomes reality. Who will you be in a year? Mom or dad, parents or family? And you can help people deliver their dreams.
Yes.
So, I mean, this just gives me chills.
It gives me chills.
So, okay, so tell us more of your story, because this is incredible.
About what I'm doing now.
Yes. Yes.
So, like I said, moving from the adoption to the surrogacy was a wonderful choice and decision. There is far more regulation in Ukraine. It's very structured. People will never believe until they see, but the medical facilities there are fantastic. People get mad at me when I say that they're better than what we have here, but they're amazing. Their protocols for the lab work and the IVFs and whatnot are as good as here. And so this is a very excellent program, and there are safeguards in it for surrogates, parents, and the child.
Mm-hmm.
It's very attractive, and of course, for financial reasons, probably first and foremost. But secondarily, they have a lot of legal protections. The parents are the parents and not the surrogate from the moment of conception. So they have, if I would say, say over what happens with that child throughout the pregnancy. And they can be there in we hope they always are, in the delivery room, and the child is immediately handed to them. There's a wonderful, many, many studies on the significance of skin-on-skin contact.
Yes, yes.
And that's what happens.
Have you been there when the child was born?
Not yet. It's killing me. It's killing me. It's one of those things that I said next time. It's like, there's no way, because obviously, having never given birth myself, it's something that I'm, you know, dying to see as
well. Yeah.
But it is wonderful, and it's wonderful helping the families even from the very beginning. In many cases, it's the woman that has the fertility issues, but it can also be the husband, mm-hmm. as well. And these days, I think it's an amazing statistic that 1 out of 6 couples is struggling with infertility.
That's a huge number.
It's massive.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of people, you know, we've talked off camera, off radio, that a lot of people don't talk about it because the rates of IVF success are so low, and it's so traumatic emotionally, physically, in every way, that you don't want to tell everyone you know and then have it fail.
That
roller coaster again and again and again is really very traumatic. So most people keep it quiet. It's something, and even surrogacy, a lot of people won't tell someone until, you know, they're well in the process. And surrogacy has a lot of advantages also in terms of we can do pre-implantation testing of the embryos,
mm-hmm.
and that in addition to making sure that they have, I don't want to say no, but pretty much no genetic diseases. You can have mutations during the pregnancy, of course, but you can choose the strongest embryos to implant. So the pregnancies are very healthy. Our success rate is 68% with egg donation, which is very similar to what there is in the U.S. It's very exciting.
If a parent decides to go through this process with you, do they take the fertilized egg with them, or how does it get there?
Well, in most cases, we're dealing with an egg donor. So
She's
there already. And I guess I must say, very, very important, that the egg donors, the medical facilities, and the surrogates are all in Ukraine.
Okay.
And so it'll be the intended parents that are here in the U.S.
Right.
So one of two things happens. They already have embryos from here, And they ship them over with these very special shipping companies for biological materials.
Okay.
Because they have to stay at a perfect temperature and
exactly.
all these other, and then they have to make it through customs. But, and they are delivered there and implanted at the right moment when the surrogate is ready.
Yeah.
The second way, the kind of traditional way, is the parents go over and the egg is retrieved from our donor. And by the way, the parents pick the donor and the surrogate.
They do.
Yes. Yeah. We do all the testing before, and we offer them variants based on their characteristics. Most people want people that look like them. Height, weight,
right.
eye colors,
yeah.
and that sort of thing. But they have to pass ridiculous amounts of testing, and we can do that because it's the health services are so much cheaper than here. So all those tests would be prohibitively expensive in the U.S.
What an exciting experience that these folks are having
throughout
this whole process.
It is. It's also a bit of a roller coaster,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine that the two-week wait after this woman has been impregnated, and is it going to fix or isn't it?
Yeah.
So it'll take 2 weeks. And, normally it's in your belly or so,
right.
and so having this halfway around the world.
Wow.
It's one of the things we make sure that is part of all our packages is actually support. And we have everyone from life coaches to social workers to therapists. And they choose one, the couples, and they have to work with that person. It's mandatory.
Yeah.
Because everyone thinks they can make it through these things, but they're really, it's a emotional journey.
Absolutely.
And so they need the support.
So you have developed a team of folks then that,
yes.
and that's from start to finish, I
yes.
guess you could say.
Yes. And the more traditional method is if they go over there, the egg donor will be retrieved and then the husband will give
yeah.
his donation
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I see.
And the embryos will be made there.
Yeah, that's interesting. Just as a little bit of a sidebar, I recently met two gentlemen from the Ukraine. This is just 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And they left the Ukraine in, I think he told me, 1990,
mm-hmm.
and were very happy to come to the United States. And I assume they're citizens now or will be. But I know that the father of, it was a father-son, he was so thrilled to live in New Jersey. They were in New York first, and then they moved to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But he was just thrilled to be an American and to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a change going on in Ukraine around that time?
Well, that was a horrible time in general because, it was a very difficult time. Because
yeah.
that was the end of the Yeltsin year, it was the end of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
It was when everything was crumbling. There was no food. There were now we're dealing with a whole different generation. But we actually, I had a person hired to shop for our office because you'd have to wait in lines for 2 and 3 hours. So literally my employees couldn't have worked if, they didn't have someone shopping for them.
Wow.
And so you'd go in the stores, there was nothing there. So you'd have to go around back and pay 2 or 3 times more to get something.
Yeah. So, in other words, you were there during that time frame,
mm-hmm.
and then after
89.
Okay, so then after that, when did you actually start your new business then?
91.
I was trying to get a sense of timing.
Yeah, and the Soviet Union, I was there the Christmas day when Gorbachev declared independence, which was really the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly after there, Ukraine and all the former republics declared independence.
So you were, I guess, at the right place at the right time, although you went through probably a lot of difficulty.
Yeah, I was there when, tanks had surrounded St. Petersburg and decided not to come in.
Yeah.
I was in St. Petersburg, and Yeltsin was on the tank, and they were all sorts of things were going on in Moscow. And I was also in Kiev. They've had two, I don't want to say quiet revolutions, because in the last one there was a lot of bloodshed. But first was the Orange Revolution, I think it was 94. And then last in Maidan, they want to be closer to Europe and America. And the leader there was very much aligned with Putin. So In any case, it ended very badly, and there was a lot of people killed.
Well, you've had when you said that you could we could do another program just in the background.
Yes,
I think
we're carrying on reminiscing about old times.
You're gonna come back. I can tell that right now. We have to listen to the weather, to the news. I'm going to make the weather short so that I can get further into everything that you've been doing. I don't want to let this go.
USA Radio News.
There are still a lot of details to be worked out regarding President Trump's agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but one thing will always be in question. How much did Dennis Rodman play a role in this peace process? Well, he joined ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what he was able to help with and ultimately if he wants any credit for making this happen.
If Trump wants the credit, he could take all the credit. He could have it all. I just want them to talk. And I said that with Obama, and Obama just pretty much blew me off. And I thought that I was a laughing stock. I didn't know what I was doing. And I kept trying to tell people that he really wants to talk. He really wants to try to connect with the world, especially America.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. And at a conference today, White House Director of the National Trade Council, Peter Navarro, apologized for saying there is a special place in hell for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business, and I said I wasn't going to do the weather. Let's just take a quickie look at it here. Tonight, there's a chance of rain. Wednesday, a chance of showers also with a high near 80 degrees. And Wednesday night, chance of showers once again. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. And you'll have to listen to the next the other host to hear about the rest of the weather reports coming down the pike the latter part of this week. So, Susan Kibler, you're here as the owner and founder of Delivering Dreams International Surrogacy Agency. And this is really, I'm so fascinated by you. This is incredible. I just have a bunch of questions. I want to know about your book. I want to know how you find your clients. Mm-hmm. If you have any clients that are you're currently working with right now. What's coming down the pike for you and your business, as time goes on? Mm-hmm. So you can start where you want.
And actually, there is. I know this sounds like I've been doing everything in the moon, but there actually is a common thread through all this, my history, that in everything I've been doing, I've been bringing Western, European, and American businesses and individuals to do activities and have success in the former Soviet Union. So that's been kind of the line that's gone through everything I've done. And with surrogacy, I find most of my clients, this sounds crazy, through the internet, these are people that are searching for surrogacy options. And the clients basically fall into two groups. There are people that have tried everything, lots of rounds of IVF. In Ukraine, you have to have four failed IVF.
Really?
Yes. It's very strict. It's not a place where you can say, oh, I just feel like going to have surrogacy. You have to be medically proven to not be able to carry a child. I work with a lot of women who have had cancer, sometimes at a very young age, and they're still well in their childbearing years, but unable to either be pregnant or carry a child. Those are people that are, you know, people that I've worked with and people that I am working with today, in addition, you know, to those that are struggling. And let's see, what were some of the other, oh, about my book? As we talked about, one of the biggest problems I have is that this is a complex issue. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of kind of moving pieces. You know, what is the process? How much do I need to travel? How much is it all going to cost? When do I have to pay it? You know, are there any, you know, what things can go wrong? I'm a firm believer in looking at all the problems up front.
Yes.
And making the hard decisions, agreeing, you know, it's two people, it's a husband and a wife, agreeing in advance before they start something. Right. A lot of times when you start something, you're very hopeful, rose-colored glasses. So, you know, what happens if? And so we try to go through all those with them. So my book is basically hitting on all the topics I just said, plus a few more in terms of references and whatnot. It's kind of a primer so that people can become aware of Ukrainian surrogacy and get a overview of all of the topics that will be related and all the questions I think they should be asking, so that they can actually have a successful and affordable process. And hopefully, you can never say stress-free, but hopefully a pleasant and successful process through their surrogacy.
So this book, are you self-publishing it? Or are you going
I'm self-publishing, It'll be on Amazon, and it's also available on our website, delivering-dreams.com.
Okay.
And it's called, very easily, Successful Surrogacy, Your Guide to Realizing Your Dreams of Parenthood Through Ukrainian Surrogacy.
Yeah.
We keep it basic and what it's about.
Well, having the book will certainly, in addition to educating people, it will lead to opportunities for you to help other other families.
I find I reach out to infertility. I spend a lot of time reaching out to infertility therapists, OBGYNs, mammography centers, all those people where women will go to either, unfortunately, hear the bad news, deal with the cancer, deal with issues of infertility, and making them aware that this is even an option. I had one woman, a cancer survivor, who went to cancer.org, and you know, it's a huge organization. She said they had no resources. She said, I was trying to find resources, and I was shocked. So I said, one of the things I really need to do is get the word out that this is even an option, because, the like you said, the cost of this is prohibitive.
Wow, that's amazing. I read some of those numbers on your website, and it was...
It's staggering.
It is staggering. You know, in my case, I had we applied to several adoption agencies. The second one we ultimately worked with, but they had me go for a medical test to prove that I couldn't have children. Mm-hmm. Of course, being the consummate salesperson, I don't take no for an answer. So I kept on going with testing and different trials and different techniques. Mm-hmm. After that, after we adopted our first son, and 11 years later, I did get pregnant. But it's a long and emotional time in your life, and it goes on and on.
It's really hard.
It's very, very difficult. And I give you credit for being able to give people an option that they may not have even realized existed. So you're getting out there.
A lot of that is education.
Yes, it is.
Surrogacy is still not something that is relatively... known. There's not a lot of knowledge around surrogacy. It's considered very new, even though it's been around for 50 years. And I laugh because my husband and I have really not very much respect for Kim Kardashian, but she has had her child Chicago through surrogacy and blogged and been on TV about every aspect, from making a decision through being in the delivery room.
Yeah.
So it's been a wonderful experience for her to be so open about it.
It really is.
And kind of lay it out to people that would not have had that exposure.
Exactly.
If Not for her.
You know, occasionally you'll read in the paper where a mother or the ultimate grandmother is the one who carries the child for her daughter, and there have been other relatives, but you're getting into age restrictions in cases like that, and of course there are probably legal matters as well.
In the States, it's really hard because every state has different laws about surrogacy.
Yeah.
And actually, it was illegal until actually about 4 days ago when our Governor Murphy signed a law.
Is that so?
Yes.
And he's been busy.
Yes, he has been busy. But in New York, it's still illegal. And there are serious fines, monetary fines, I believe tens of thousands of dollars for a surrogacy arrangement.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And all these people want to, they just want to have a family.
I know.
It's really, really interesting. I read on your website, I'm checking my time just to see how we're doing at this point. What I read on your website about the surrogates and the fact that the women, I guess everyone in Ukraine is pretty well educated.
Very well educated.
So it's interesting that you point that out. That and age, so they're chosen or they volunteer, I guess, mm-hmm. Because they're in a certain age range or have certain needs themselves.
Yes, you have to have, under Ukrainian law, they have to be of a certain age, but they also have to have had their own child through natural
childhood. Oh, really?
Yes, they have to.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they have to pass some very basic tests. After that, we run them through about 40 more.
Is that so?
Yes. Wow. Those are everything from psychological and background checks to home visits. We want to make sure they're going to be raising the first 7 months they're at home, because we want it to be as easy and as non-traumatic as possible. We want them to live in a place that's supportive, clean, that the people around them are encouraging and okay with what she's doing, if not, encouraging. And then at month seven, we move her to her own apartment, but very close to our facility, so we can keep a almost every day eye on her. And we keep the parents in touch every other week, and they can be in as much contact as they want with. I know it seems like they're on the other side of the world, but these days with Skype and texting and everything, the translation is easy. It's fun.
I can't imagine the steps that you go through to create these arrangements. I mean, the people have to be able to have the right mindset. What are the factors that motivate a surrogate to even want to do this? What are some of their situations?
Obviously, money is one. I don't want to belittle that, but we would never ever take someone that just said money.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times they want to be able to offer their child a better living arrangement, education.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women really enjoy being pregnant, and that this is something that they can give. A lot of them just absolutely enjoy the process, and the money is a huge bonus for it. We would never take anyone that didn't fit very supportive and, I want to say it, that they weren't going into it for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to take a break now for some messages from our sponsors, so that gives us a little bit longer to conclude this conversation, because I know there's going to be more things that you share. So we're going to go on to these sponsors right now.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Huntington is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Huntington County's businesses. Advancing Huntington engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org. Advancing Huntington, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Huntington.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and my wonderful guest is Susan Kibler, who is the owner of Delivering Dreams International Circus, the agency. We've given you a lot of really good information. I hope you share this information with your friends because, as Susan said, one in six families has trouble starting a family.
Or having a family at
having
all.
Having a family at all. So I hope that you'll pass along this information, and she's going to give us her contact information before our show is over. So when I teach a marketing class, I talk about the importance of being unique in mm-hmm. the marketplace. I assume are there other people that run surrogacy programs?
Yes. There are Ukrainian firms, and there are some international firms. And like you say, you know, what is so unique about delivering dreams? I look at it two ways, that what is unique, but really, what do people need that others aren't giving?
Okay, that's
and
good.
The thing that, again, I mentioned it about adoption, is this price guarantees. People go, oh my God, what happens if this woman is pregnant with my beautiful twins and she wants more money? I mean, you haven't been there. You don't know. Even though you have a contract, you know, your mind goes everywhere.
Oh, sure.
So our contracts are under U.S. law. This is something no one else is doing. So you have some kind of recourse. They're not under Ukrainian law in Ukrainian. And so hopefully, you know, you'll never have a problem. But it gives you an added layer of security. Also, we put capped prices. So your surrogate can never ask for more, if she ever did, which has never happened. We pay it. If your egg donor asks for more, we pay it. So all these things that we can cap are capped so that you know you're never going to be kind of extorted. I hate to use the word, but you don't want to have surprises. Our programs are all inclusive, and you'll hear that a lot, but then you'll be like, oh, but no medicines. Oh, but it costs about 5-10% to transfer money to us. And there's all these things that, because you don't know the questions, you won't find the answers.
Exactly.
And so that's one of the reasons I put so many questions in the book. You know, ask this. And another thing that we do that no one else does, and I think this is a very low awareness, is the testing we do on our surrogates and egg donors is done before we present them to you. A lot of times people look at these great fancy websites and they say, choose your surrogate. We have a huge database.
Yeah.
And they're a database of every woman who's ever sent in an application.
Oh.
And then they have to go off and see if they're even able to do this. And that is frustrating for me because I feel like it's just not presenting the honest truth. Yeah. And as well as, you know, you'll see online transparency, transparency, transparency. But that word is used very loosely. when you start getting into what is not included, you'll find that you need a lot more. It's very opaque.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really curious about the fact that you're operating under U.S. law mm-hmm. in the Ukraine. Obviously,
we're a U.S. company. Right. New Jersey based, proud
okay.
of
okay.
And we work with couples throughout the U.S.
Yeah.
And then we take on the responsibility to oversee everything there.
And you have the Ukraine obviously agrees to your being, they've licensed you to function in their country.
Under Ukrainian law, the medical facilities, the doctors uh-huh. need the license.
Okay.
And that's very strictly monitored.
Yeah.
The same for surrogates, the same for any parent of my parents. I need to have certain amount of documents to show they're married. Unfortunately, at this point, they will only accept heterosexual couples.
Mm-hmm.
They both have, lived in, they're from the U.S. I mean, mm-hmm. they sound very basics, but most important that they can't have children.
Yeah.
And some documentation. And I've had the government ask me for more. We need a test. We need
yeah.
this information.
So you have to obviously comply with yeah. the request, otherwise yeah. you wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah, and I think it's fantastic
yeah.
because
yeah.
they're not just, nodding and winking and
yeah.
letting things go on behind. They're making sure that everything's done
yeah.
right, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And you also have pointed out that the children are automatically U.S. citizens,
yes.
which I thought was another interesting thing.
Yes, everyone is worried that they have to go through a readoption.
Yes.
And no, because one parent is... A U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
Its citizenship is directly passed. The child will get a passport in Ukraine. And even neater, the birth certificate has the parents' names. No mention of a surrogate and no mention of a donor.
Yeah.
So from the very beginning, that's your child, and it always will be.
So when the whole project, when the child is born and you've gone through the whole process with your clients, you must be so thrilled.
Oh, it is. I'm thrilled from beginning to end. It's
yeah.
such a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
And there's kind of highs and lows. As my doctors love saying, they say, women are not machines. They go, we cannot predict everything.
Yeah.
And so, and that's true. And things will never go perfectly. But with the right quality controls and excellent experience, things work well, rather well, and it's exciting.
So have you been able to follow these families?
I follow them. I have constant contact, if not every other week, every week, I'm constant contact. I'm available for them with questions, interfacing with the surrogate. They have their support system in place, too, through my firm. So, all aspects are taken care of. They get, of course, every report from the doctor because we go with them.
Yeah.
One of my employees will go with them to the doctor. We do spot checks on their house to make sure that, everything's right, everything's good.
My. That's amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things involved, but
yeah.
you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can possibly do
yeah.
to ensure that it's a healthy and hopefully happy
yeah.
child.
So how old is the oldest child that has been born since?
Over a year.
Over a year.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Are they around different, they're all over the United States?
All over.
Yeah.
Wisconsin and Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Philadelphia. Virginia. Yeah, it's neat. It's interesting.
Well, so have you had many from New Jersey come forward?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, well,
no,
we'll have
no,
to.
No, 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 no. So that is, but it's, I'm relatively new.
Yeah.
I've only been doing it for a couple of years now. I was doing it it took me a long time to do a lot of research because there's a lot of people saying they're doing this and in Ukraine, and I just knocked on doors and interviewed and interviewed
yeah.
and interviewed. I wanted to see where they kept the the mothers. I wanted
yeah.
to see the birthing rooms. I wanted to see everything.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to everyone. And so I wanted to make sure that the people I were working with were the very best, that, you know, the references and recommendations and just kicking the tires. So I spent over 2 years just going back and spending weeks blasting them with questions.
So when do you plan to go back over again?
Actually, I'm leaving very soon. I'm leaving July 9th.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
How long will you be gone then?
I'll be gone for, I'll spend a week there, a good week there.
Yeah. Now, with the book coming out, that's a great marketing tool, obviously.
Yes,
so
I'm very excited.
So are you going to have speaking opportunities and send the books out to all these organizations that you've gotten to know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm reaching out to everyone I can to try to raise the awareness level. I'm offering it on my website through Facebook, of course. I'll be speaking at every one of the little, I shouldn't say little, the wonderful independent bookstores in this area. Mm-hmm. And yes, I've talked about getting additional speaking engagements so that I can spread the word.
Absolutely. So you must, there are so many different marketing endeavors that you can pursue.
Yes. This was a really important step for me. The website is great and it shows a lot of information, but it doesn't answer a lot of specifics.
Yeah.
And like I said at the beginning, it's such a complex issue. And I know in a book you can't answer everything, but I can at least, I tried to answer all the questions that would come up in a kind of a conversation, kind of as you go and as have gone.
So if someone learns about you and they contact you, what's the first, what is your procedure in introducing them to the whole program? And
well, the most important thing is to learn about them.
Okay.
Because every family, every couple has different needs.
Right.
They may need a sperm donor, an egg donor. She may have eggs frozen. They might have embryos frozen. And I need to understand the quality, quantity, to be very technical, but not so technical about technicals. If they've had genetic tests done, all that basic stuff. And, you know, really a lot of it is answering questions but explaining the program steps. The first is understanding what they want in terms of surrogates and donors, making sure those are realistic. I have a medical questionnaire and an overview questionnaire. I have to know everything about their infertility past, treatments, problems, issues, health. And we step into the phase where we're talking about money. The payments are made over time, the largest payment being right before birth. Then we go through contracts. My contract is very plain language. I think it's very important, but it addresses everything very clearly so that I just want to make sure there's no misunderstandings. And one of the things that drives me crazy is when you do look at these Ukrainian contracts, they say, oh, but it's in English on the, you know, on the right. So they're side by side, but you can't understand the English. So that is something that I kind of, I always want to say laugh out loud. I mean, I pride myself on my ability to actually have English. but it's definitely an advantage to being, an American firm with Americans.
Yeah.
And so that's something that is important. And like I said, to be that bridge, to understand what Americans expect and want, and then understand how things are treated, done, and expected in Ukraine, so that I can make it work on both sides.
It's just remarkable. So if we're coming down to the wire, I'm afraid. So if you can share your website, your contact information, email address, since you'll be away, people may want to sign up for an appointment with you at some point, either before or
absolutely.
After you go.
But I'm always accessible.
Okay.
Technology is great.
Yes,
so
it is.
No matter when I travel, and I have assistants that take care of things as well, obviously, and a lovely team over in Kiev. I can be reached at Susan@delivering-dreams.com. Again, our website is www.delivering-dreams.com or simply ukrainiansurrogacy.com. Our telephone number is 908 386-3864. And you can reach me there. That's my direct line. I'd be excited to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you for being here today. I'll let people know next week when I'm here that they
can.
Thank
you for giving everyone an opportunity to learn about this.
And I'll see, and you're going to come back soon. Thank you so much.
Thank
Susan.
You.
Wonderful to have you here. And goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Voters in five states, including Nevada and Wisconsin, are going to the polls today. Larry Sabato is a professor of politics at the University of